Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, today I'm talking with Andy Zax, who is the producer of the all-new 10-disc Woodstock 50th anniversary album. Andy, thanks for coming on and chatting with us today. Okay, I'm great, but we have been working so hard here at the Mountain to try and come up with some amazing Woodstock content, and this 10-disc album is amazing. It's so comprehensive. How did you create this?
So we had a lot to draw on when putting together a set like this, and we were sort of spoiled for choice. So the stuff that you hear on the 10-disc version of Woodstock is really, that's kind of the all-killer, no-filler version of Woodstock. It runs about 13 hours, so you get a little bit of sprawl, too, but I think for Woodstock that really works.
Now, as somebody who couldn't have been at Woodstock, even if I wanted to, because I was years from existing, it does almost make you feel like you're in a concert experience. What was it like, you know, trying to be immersive like that? And was that a really big challenge for you?
It was a challenge, but it was also a really serious choice that we set ourselves at the beginning of all of this. I was unhappy with all of the previous versions of the Woodstock audio that had existed before I began working on it. As people had taken a lot of liberties with it, they had overdubbed on it, they had changed it, they had mixed it strangely in an effort to sort of get rid of things like, you know, helicopter noise or people talking on stage. And to me, you know, stuff like that is that's the very fabric of Woodstock. That's the texture of the event. That's how you know that you're listening to Woodstock. So my approach was exactly the opposite. I wanted us to be able to hear all of that stuff and to hear it as kind of naturalistically as possible and without, you know, and preferably without us getting in the way. I wanted it to feel like you were really there, like you were really sitting there on a farm in the middle of nowhere for three warm days in August of 69 getting rained on. And I hope we succeeded.
You know, having listened to a few hours, not all 13, I think you did. I think you nailed it. Now, you've probably spent the last few years of your life immersed in Woodstock, and I'm sure nothing really surprises you anymore, but was there anything that you found surprising when you were putting it together?
Sure. I mean, there was just, you know, there was an awful lot of stuff. When we began working, and this has been a very long and drawn-out process. You know, this has been going on for well over a decade, and in fits and spurts, not continuously, thank goodness. But at the time that we first began working on the Woodstock audio, this is like 2005, 2006, that long ago, there was really, like, even that long after the concert, there still wasn't any basic set of facts about who had played what and in what order. There was no Woodstock set list. There was not even an agreed-upon performance order. So a lot of our work on this really was very much like, you know, kind of Wikipedia level, just like what actually happened. What are the very basic facts about this? And so the more we listened, the more we were able to kind of like piece the jigsaw puzzle together, and finally establish like once and for all what really took place. So constant surprises and all kinds of revelations. You know, just the main one being, you know, most people know Woodstock because they've seen Michael Wadley's film. And there's a ton of terrific moments in that movie, but certainly not all of them. And as we listened, we were constantly blown away by things like Creedence Clearwater, who aren't in the movie and hadn't been on the previous soundtracks, and his performance is just, you know, it's an A-plus performance. They're ferocious and at the top of their game. And we would just, you know, Brian Keyhue, my engineer and partner in archival crime, and I would just sit there in the studio at 3 in the morning going, how did we miss this? How did this not come out? You know, lots of reasons, but we can actually hear and enjoy it and kind of get the full shape of this crazy 3-day event.
I mean, it's the stuff of legends. No matter how old you are, you've heard of Woodstock, you know about Woodstock, and you probably have some emotional connection to it, whether you were there or not. It's weird like that. It's ubiquitous. How can people experience this Woodstock 10-disc compilation? Okay, I'm sure by now people are thinking, I got to have this. I know how I'm going to spend the next 13 hours of my life. Where can they find this compilation?
I would hope everywhere. Certainly wherever finer records and compact discs are sold. And also online. And I believe Barnes & Noble, I believe, is carrying all of the stuff as well. So if you're looking for it, I don't think you'll have to look too hard. It is definitely around and it is out there. And it's a lot of fun. Oh, you can also get it. You can get it as a digital download as well. It's not streaming, but you can buy the 10 discs as a big download type object.
And we will have that on our website, 995themountain.com. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, Andy.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.